She sat on her bed, totally distraught. Her eyes were full of tears. She thought she had blown it, and it would probably change the rest of her life. It would probably alter her whole future. And she just didn't know what to do because it was out of her control. What she had done in the past was going to have such a dramatic impact on things that would be coming for her now. What happened is that she had been unfaithful to her fiancé. And she sat staring at her engagement ring, slowly took it off and put it over on the dresser, and she just couldn't believe what she had done. How stupid, how foolish that she had been so unfaithful to her fiancé, and now it was more than likely over. And she thought back about the time she had been unfaithful, and it hadn't just happened once, over and over and over again. And he apparently had found out about all of this. Day after day went by, and she was kind of in a funk over the whole thing, of course. One day went out to the mailbox, and here was a letter from who had been her fiancé. And she brought it back into the bedroom, and she was kind of not sure about how she felt about reading it. She didn't know exactly how it was going to sound and how it was going to respond, how he was going to respond. And so she slowly opened it up and laid it out on the bed and took a deep breath and started reading this letter. And it didn't start out very well. It started out pretty harsh. Here's what he wrote. There's no one righteous, not even one. There's no one who understands, no one who searches for God. All have turned away and together become worthless. There's no one who does good, not even one. And then he said, the wages of sin is death. And she, reading that, that went right to her heart, because that would seem to indicate that the relationship was all over and there was no hope for it. But she kept reading in the letter, and all of a sudden in the next paragraph it started to take a little bit different tone. It started to talk about how he'd been thinking about all of this and how much he still loved her, how much he still wanted her to be in his life, and that his heart had been deeply moved and changed, not because of anything that she had done, of course not, but he just wanted her in his life so badly. And so he, in the next paragraph, began writing about how deep that love was for her and how full and complete his forgiveness for her unfaithfulness would be. And so he wrote, "You are justified freely by my grace, through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. You have been justified, that means made right with me again, by faith, apart from observing the law, apart from how faithful you've been to me." And then there was a little note down at the bottom of that paragraph describing his deep love for her, and it said, "Go look on your back porch." And she ran out to the back porch, and here was a package, a UPS package, that she brought back inside and opened it up, and here inside was this absolutely beautiful, beautiful white wedding gown. And she could tell it was the most wonderful thing that could ever be made, made by a well-known designer. And she quickly tried it on to see if it fit, and it fit perfectly. She was just so excited. He still loved her. He still wanted to get married. He'd even now given her the gown to wear. And he wrote about the gown in the letter. "To the person who does not work, but who trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness." And so she stood there in the gown, all excited. Turned the page of the letter over and kept reading. And here, taped on the bottom of the letter on the next page, was another ring much bigger, much better, much more expensive than the ring that was sitting on her dresser. And she grabbed that ring. It was a new engagement ring, a symbol of his dedication and devotion and love for her. And she slipped it on her finger. And the letter went on to describe how he'd not only forgiven her all of this, but he was never going to bring it up again. And that he wanted her to know that he had nothing but peace and love in his heart for her. Listen to what his letter said. "You have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, having been justified by faith." And the ring he described as well. "You've been united with him in his death through baptism, and we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection." And so he wrote about that future wedding day that they had coming and how exciting this was going to be. And he went on again to describe how he's not in any way going to bring this back up and throw it in her face, how unfaithful she'd been to him. Listen, he writes, he said, "There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. You're never going to hear me throw your sins back up in your face." And then he went on to describe how he has this beautiful, gorgeous wedding house all ready and waiting for her when the day finally comes when they can be together again. And he knows that it's hard right now for them to be apart, and she might have been feeling very sad right now. And things in her life maybe weren't as great as they were, as she had hoped they would be. But the day's coming when all of that's going to be gone. Listen to what he wrote. "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." And he goes on to describe how deep his love is for her in that letter, and how he doesn't want anything to separate her from him. And she was so excited to think that her lover had forgiven her for how deeply she had offended him. To think that he wasn't even going to bring it up again. That he had already sent along the beautiful wedding gown that she could wear on the wedding day. That she could look down at her finger and see that beautiful ring showing his commitment to her, which was completely undeserved, and yet which she had completely and freely by his mercy and love. And so she went out on the front porch. And she stood on the front porch. She was so happy. And she yelled out to the neighborhood about her love, about how fantastic her lover was. I'd like you to read the words that she expressed on the porch. Let us rise and join in reading together our text. "You now, as the bride of Christ, with the ring of baptism on your finger and the bridal gown of your Savior's righteousness and the hope of the future wedding home with him." Let us read. "Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." And we pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your deep love for us, that even while we were still sinners, you sent your Son to die for us. We thank you for again reclaiming us and connecting us to Christ in the waters of baptism. We pray now that you would stir up our hearts to appreciate your great love and forgiveness, and also that you would keep us faithful to you until the day we are in the wedding hall above. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.